Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, from The Jungle Book to the BBC, it was a big week in pop culture history. And Kieran O'Connor from 98FM is here to throw back. How are you doing?
Afternoon.
Good. All good?
All good.
Yeah, plenty to chat about in this week in history. And this, I think, is probably a childhood favourite for many.
I am stout, round, and I have found, speaking poundage-wise, I improve my appetite when I exercise.
It's a classic.
Winnie the Pooh.
You can't beat it. We're not talking about that Winnie the Pooh. We're talking about earlier Winnie the Pooh and the first time that it was published in a book. We're going
the
back
first Winnie
98
Pooh.
Years. The 14th of October, 1926, is Winnie the Pooh first came into her life. The book by English author A.A. Milne. It was illustrated by E.H. Shepherd and the fictional 100 Acre Woods. We know the story about the teddy that is Winnie and all his friends hopping through. A really nice book, and it all stemmed from A.A. Milne. He was encouraged to write about his son, whose actual name is Christopher Robin, and all the toys that he had.
Okay.
And so became Winnie the Pooh, as we know it, a serious successful book, so much so it was turned into 72 languages and also into lots of media, from games to movies. The original movie, Winnie the Pooh and the Honey Tree, back in 1966, and has come on throughout the years. CGI film only recently about Christopher Robin himself. So it's a very successful franchise and very popular as well.
Yeah, still a franchise. I think probably children even today recognise, know of him. Like, he's stood the test of time.
I'm sure if you go into the Disney store, you can buy
you
a Winnie the Pooh teddy.
Teddy bear, yeah. Nothing outrageous in any of the shows. Like, he hasn't been cancelled or anything yet, has he?
Not yet, but I mean, look, there's time.
Yeah, there's time yet. I mean, God knows what we can will be offensive from it. But no, in fairness, it wasn't a wildly offensive. There's nothing outlandish in it.
Not at all. It was just a nice little kid's story about Winnie and his friends in the woods, in the 100 Acre Woods.
Very good. They're probably one of the most recognisable, I should say, families out there.
Chris, he throws me in the water. I land on the side of my head and I feel my earring is gone.
Wait, my earring's gone!
Are you
Oh my god, I'm gonna cry, my diamond earring!
Clip there of Kim Kardashian losing her diamond earring in the waters of Barbados. And that's what we're talking about.
I
Your
know.
Face says you don't want to talk
Kieran.
About it.
I'm not a fan.
No.
Was never a fan. Could never get into the reality TV show. All of my friends loved it when we were in college. I couldn't get into it.
Lots of people hate it. Lots of people love it. And for lots of people, it is their guilty pleasure as well. And it's the reality TV show Keeping Up With The Kardashians came into her life 17 years ago.
God, is it that long?
Yeah, that's how long
it was.
Peak
college time now. Well, no, actually it's not. It's probably towards the end of that then.
2007 was the year when the Kardashians and Jenner came into our lives in the form of reality TV. This was the TV series that came after Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie, The Suite Life.
Yes, I remember that all right.
Even.
Watch that.
After that, this was the next big reality TV show produced by Ryan Seacrest and ran for 20 seasons over 14 years. Then they stopped and they did a couple of spin-offs. Mm. You may have seen them.
Yeah, yeah.
Courtney and Kim Take Miami, Courtney and Kim Take New York. You know them all.
Yeah.
And then from there, they came back with the Kardashians a couple of years ago. A very popular TV show.
Oh, it's huge.
Lots of people.
I mean, I know I'm probably in the minority, am I?
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't be a fan. Lots of people kind of slagging them just for they're famous for being famous.
Mm.
However, as I said, lots of people do kind of watch it on the side and don't tell people. It's their guilty little pleasure.
It was one of the first big sort of reality TV programs too, wasn't it?
It kind of was.
Of its kind.
Yeah, yeah. Especially coming out of America. As I said, it ran for 14 years across 20 seasons. So it was massive. One of the longest running reality TV shows in the States.
Yeah. The Kardashians still a name.
They're
dominating headlines today.
They are, absolutely. I mean, not only are they still in reality TV, they've gone into music, into makeup, into everything.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, this is a moment I'm sure some of our listeners might remember.
Well, I didn't leave home till I was 18. And then I got in contact with some of our missionaries in India. And through them, I got in contact with the Loretto nuns. And then 46 years ago, I came to Radfarnham.
clip there of Mother Teresa talking about her time in Rathfarnham. Lots of people may not know that she did move to Ireland. The Sisters of Loretto in Rathfarnham is where she was living, then went on to India. We're not here to talk about that, though. We're here to talk about 45 years ago, the fact that she was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. An incredible woman, without doubt, for her service and everything else. She was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for undertaking in the struggle to overcome poverty and distress. This was back in 1979, by the way. She turned to the organisers and said, "I won't be attending. Instead, the money that would go into my plate on the table and everything else, please donate it to Indian charities."
Really? Wow. Yeah. Okay. So that's what, October 1979, she was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. You mentioned, well, from Mother Teresa, you mentioned Winnie the Pooh a few moments ago, but this was another childhood favourite.
Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife.
It's a true mixed bag today.
Yeah, it really is. But that is definitely a super recognisable theme tune.
Yeah, 57 years. Let's go back to the 18th of October, 1967, when The Jungle Book came to theatres, the Walt Disney production based on the Rudyard Kipling book. Quite a simple plot, we all know it, following a child who is raised in an Indian jungle by wolves and a panther and a bear, and they try to convince him to leave the jungle before the tiger comes in. A nice little film, so much so, it was so big, produced for $4 million, and it grossed $23 million worldwide straight away. A massive show, that, or a massive movie that's also had spin-offs. Not only has it been in book form, it's also been in video games, and there's been a CGI remake recently as
good
well.
Good stuff. The BBC, big news for them in this week?
Yeah, the British Broadcasting Company is who we're talking about. 102 years we're going back. Not the British Broadcasting Corporation, they will come, but this was the original kind of corporate, their way of making money commercially through sponsorship. It was mainly paid for British newspapers selling airtime through radio, all licensed by the British Post Office. And then a couple of years later came the BBC as we know it now, the British Broadcasting Corporation. But this is the original company.
The original British Broadcasting Company back in 1922. Isn't that what you said?
1922.
This is the year you're not telling me, but this was the number one tune in this week in Ireland.
It's only words, and words are all I have to take your heart away.
Boyzone.
Can't
beat
them.
I'm going to say it's like 1997.
Oh, 96. 28
years.
I was
about to say 1996.
Close, but not close enough.
Yeah, because they were, I think they would have started, or they were kind of my end of primary school era band.
Hey, I like how you mark these dates.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of how I remember a lot of things, and where I was in life and at what stage. But then sometimes the years blend into each other.
Okay, well, this was number one 28 years ago, Boyzone.
1997, Boyzone. So that was the number one in Ireland. This was number one in the UK. Two thousand and one, maybe 2000.
We'll call it. Bang on millennium. Beautiful day. 24 years ago, it was the first track on their 10th studio album and recorded here in Dublin, down in Hanover Key Studio.
It's still well played on radio on the wireless.
I would like to say the song is probably one of their biggest commercial songs.
It's a great tune.
Someone will probably tell me I'm wrong, but I fully believe that could be their biggest commercial song.
This was number one this week in the US.
I just called to say I love you.
Right, you see, I don't know, like, haven't took 83?
84, you weren't wrong.
No way! That was a total guess.
Number one.
1983.
Yep, it was number one in the USA 40 years ago.
Happy days, Stevie Wonder, and I just called to say I love you. Kieran O'Connor, as always, thanks a million for bringing
us
on a little trip down memory lane. Of course, Kieran O'Connor from 98FM.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.